Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candleshore Podcast. This is show number 38. At least I think it is. I can't remember. I forgot to look before I started recording. Today I'm going to do a simple tutorial on a very nice iPhone application that I think will be very useful to many of us, and that is called iSpeak. And that's all one word, I-S-P as in Peter, E-A-K. There are different languages that this program will work with. You can translate from English to Spanish, which is the one I'll be using today. But they also have French, German, I think they have Czech, they have a bunch. I think they even have Dutch. They don't have it Japanese yet, which is too bad because I was hoping to get one for Japanese. But they do have a lot of languages, and if you type in, if you go to the iTunes store, type in iSpeak, you will see these applications. I believe the price is $1.99, and the good news is that it's very comfortably, I'll say completely compatible with Apple's iPhone VoiceOver screen reader for the blind and low vision. If I get a little tongue-tied there because it's late at night and I wanted to get this out first thing this week. So, here we go. So, I'm on my iPhone 3GS. I've got VoiceOver running. And I think I'm on the second or third page of my home screen. I'm going to launch the program, and if you install the Spanish application, which as I have done, if you tap it, you'll hear the following from VoiceOver.
iSpeak ES.
Okay, iSpeak ES for Español. Okay, here we go.
iSpeak ES. iSpeak ES. Button.
When you first go into or enter the program, it looks very much like a text message, or maybe kind of a text message interface. There's a button at the upper left that is only labeled as button, but it really is the iSpeak options button. And when you first enter the application, if you tap on that button, it will bring up speech rate and the volume. I'm going to move to the right.
iSpeak Spanish.
Okay, iSpeak Spanish, the name of the application.
Translate button.
This is a translate button, and we're going to use this button when we're ready to, once we type in our text.
Translate from English.
I'm going to be translating from English.
Text field. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
And I know that if I'm going to be translating from English, since this is the Spanish application, if I keep swiping and I'll move on so you can see it or hear it, it'll be from translating from English to Spanish. I can also reverse that from Spanish to English, but I'll just keep moving to the right so you can get a feel for how it looks.
Button. Translate to Spanish. Text field. Auto correction on. Auto cap on. Speak it button.
The speak it button is what you'll use when you want to hear the a cappella voice that gets installed with this application actually pronounce, correctly pronounce the phrase that you want to have translated. So I'm going to go back to the top.
I speak Spanish.
And I'm going to go to get into the text field where so I can type in a sentence for you.
Translate button. Translate from English. Text field. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
I'm going to double tap that's the VoiceOver command to enter this text edit field. Now obviously if you're not using VoiceOver, just simply activating it as you normally would by just gently tapping the screen once, will launch this edit field.
Text field is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
I now have the virtual keyboard at the bottom of the screen, and I'm turning the phone, and I discover that it will not go into landscape mode. This could be a problem for me because I usually don't type into portrait mode. I prefer the landscape, but when in Rome, or in this case, Mexico, do as the Mexicans do, right? So here we go. I'm going to type in a simple sentence, something short that I won't mess up. Let's see, what can I say? Oh, here's one everybody will probably find typical.
Capital I. Capital I. Space. Space. Capital I, L, L, O, B, B, E, E, space, space, love, Y, O, U, U, more, numbers, more, letters, comma, U, space, U, shift, selected, capital M, A, R, K, space, mark.
Okay, so we have a sentence that says, I love you, Mark. What can I say? And we'll hear that. I'll have VoiceOver read that for us.
I love you, Mark. Text field is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
And since that reads the way I want it, I'm now going to locate the Translate button.
Translate button.
And I'm going to tap it. Okay, and it translated it. By the way, you do need to have some kind of data connection, either your Edge, 3G, Wi-Fi, some kind of connection, because I have to connect to a server. First, I'll let VoiceOver read it, and then I'll press the Speak It button. So here we go.
Tamo. Mark. Text field. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
So it's Kayamo, I think. Kayamo Mark. Now, what I'm going to do, the Speak It button is at the very bottom of the screen. If I press it now, you will hear it say Speak It VoiceOver, but then you'll also hear the speech from the application. And it could be a little confusing. So I'm going to temporarily mute VoiceOver and then press the Speak It button, which is at the lower left side of the screen. Very big button. Can't miss it. So let me mute it here.
Speech off.
And now I'm going to press the Speak It button.
Te amo, Mark.
I may have had it a little too loud. I was working on the volume the other day. Hang on.
Te amo, Mark.
Sounds good to me. Okay. That's the way it works. Let me put another sentence in. We'll try a little bit longer, like maybe, how are you today? Let's try that. So let me, by the way, there's a button in the center of the screen on the right-hand side. It's not labeled. It'll just say button. And that is to clear text, so you can clear what you did before. And I'm going to turn VoiceOver back on.
Speech on.
Find the button. Okay, so now I'm going to clear the text. And the way I do that is I first must activate the field by double tapping on the field where it says, I love you, Mark. And that'll bring up the virtual keyboard. When I have the virtual keyboard, at the upper right-hand side of the virtual keyboard, on the corner is a button. It's not labeled. And it will say, it's the actual clear text button.
Button.
There it is. And I'm going to tap it.
Button.
And that clears out all my text.
Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
And now I'm going to type in the sentence, how are you today? With a question mark, of course.
Capital A, capital H, O, O, W, W, space, space, how, A, R, E, space, R, Y, O, U, space, space, U, T, O, O, D, A, Y, more, letters, question mark, today, space, space, today?
Okay, so I have the sentence in now. I'm going to press the edit field just to make sure it sounds correct.
How are you today? Text field, is editing, auto correction on, auto cap on.
And now I'm going to find the translate button.
Translate button.
I'm going to tap the translate button.
Translate button.
Okay, it's done. I'm going to turn, well, let's see, let's hear, I like to hear VoiceOver speak it.
Como estan ustedes hoy? Text field, auto correction on, auto cap on.
And I'm going to turn VoiceOver off, mute it temporarily.
Speech off.
And I'll press the speak it button.
Como estan ustedes hoy?
I may have that volume turned up a little loud, huh? Well, because I was demonstrating to people and I was in an outside environment, so I turned the volume up. I'll press it one more time.
Como estan ustedes hoy?
Sounds good to me. Now, the neat thing is that I can now, there's an action button on the bottom of this translation results page in which I can save the translation, add to the translation, or the best part is email the translation to someone else. Let's take a look at that.
Speech on, action, button.
Action button.
Cancel, save translation, button.
So I can save the translation.
Save translation, button. Email translation. Button.
Or email the translation. So it's got some pretty neat things in here. That's all the tutorial tonight. It's very simple. I was going to write something up on this, but it's actually easier to walk you through it in an audio podcast. So I hope you enjoy this program. It's called iSpeak. It's at the iTunes store for $1.99 American. I was going to say have a good night, but is it buenas noches? I can't remember. Anyway, take care, and I'll see you. Hey, remember to make a joyful noise this week. Oh, and one more thing. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at musicman@candleshore.com for all things Candleshore. Why don't you go to the Candleshore blog, which is Candleshore, CandleShore, blog, all one word, blog.com. Okay, and like I said before, remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.